This morning message was very good and very encouraging. And according to Josh, it was a very scriptural message because Robin had exactly 3 points. Exactly 3 points. Go stand and teach, if I remember right. So this evening, I probably will appear in Josh's eyes as being unscriptural because I only got 2 points. Only two. In Matthew chapter 7, last couple of verses, Matthew chapter 7, after they had heard Jesus teach to them, verse 28 and 29 says, they were astonished, for he taught as one having authority. But if you go backwards, in that chapter, Jesus covers a lot. In that chapter, Jesus talks about false teachers. He said that false teachers, you know, are disguised as sheep when they're really wolves. He says about false teachers that you will know them by their fruits. Also in this same chapter, Jesus talks about hypocrisy. In this very same chapter, you'll find Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus speaks and talks about those who will go to heaven and those who will not. So those who keep his commandments, those who follow the will of God. And then if you drop down a couple more verses down below, verse 21, he talks about the importance of hearing, not only just hearing, but hearing and doing. And then he gives an example. He says those who hear and follow God's will, those who hear it and do, they're like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And those who hear and do not follow the word of God, like a man who built his house on sand. Then he talks about when the storms come along, which house is still going to be standing. In this chapter, Jesus covers a lot of things, a lot of subjects. Now, if you keep on going backwards to verse 1 of chapter 7, you find Jesus there talking about judging, speaking on the subject of judging. So this evening, very brief and short, we're going to talk about to judge or not to judge. To judge or not to judge. This is probably one of the most quoted passages by religious people, even by those who aren't religious. How many times have you been talking with someone and you try to point out something that's wrong? And they say unto you, oh, don't be judging. You're not supposed to judge, says the Bible. What does the Bible say about judging? And then you try to explain to them about that passage. And they look at you like, what are you talking about? You know, the Bible talks about judging, speaks about judging. And there are at least two difficulties that we must be careful to avoid when judging others. One is going to a quick, unfair evaluation of others. Another one is that the tendency to hold others to a more strict standard than ourselves. How often have we done that? I'm quite sure each and every one of us have been guilty of that. Where it's easy for us to look out and judge the work of someone else, but when it comes to us, maybe there's a little different standard there. So this evening, just for a little short while, let's talk about and look at the passage here on judging. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through about 5. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Oh, how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye. Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Here Jesus deals with the subject of judging. You know, People who say you can't judge fail to realize that each and every day we judge. We distinguish, we make decisions. Like tonight, I have to decide, which I've already decided, whether to go to work or not to go to work. I must make a judgment call, a decision. If you're downtown and you're standing on one side of the street and you look across there and there's no cars coming, you have to decide whether you're going to walk across the street or not. A judgment, distinguishing. But here in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus deals with the type of judging of condemning, vindicating, harsh, critical, hypocritical type of judging, that which goes against biblical teaching. And he gives some examples here about the plank and about the speck and one eye. First thing I want to say about judging is some judgment is commanded. Some judgment is commanded. For those who say to you, well, you should not judge, let me show you here in Matthew chapter 7. What about the other passages? Do we have some conflict going here? Do we have some inconsistency going here? If so, we may as well throw the Bible out then. Because when you open your Bible to John chapter 7, look at John chapter 7. In John chapter 7, Jesus was said, verse number 24, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Is Jesus saying, is he encouraging that we can judge? Either we can or we cannot. But Jesus said with righteous judgment. You and I, as we look at the works that someone may be involved in, and we look at spiritual things, we have the authority given from the Bible to make a righteous judgment based upon Scripture. A righteous judgment. Another passage that will lead me to believe that some judgment is commanded is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. At 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, at verse 21, the writer will say, test all things, hold fast to what is good. Some Bible will say, approve all things, hold fast to what is good. Here, there is some judgment to be made. I am to decide what things I am to hold on to, and I must decide what things are good and what things are evil. Isn't that a decision, a distinguishing, a judgment call has been made? Now, if I take the philosophy of the world and say that according to Matthew chapter 7, I can't judge anything, then something is wrong. Here, Paul encouraged the Thessalonians to be able to distinguish, to tell the difference, to decide on what is good, and to hold fast to those things. He tells them to put all things to the test, to the Scripture test, making a judgment. So to judge or not to judge? I am convinced that the Scriptures encourage and teach that some judgment is commanded. Matthew chapter 7. Going back to Matthew chapter 7. In verse 16, well, really start verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles. Isn't there some type of judgment made there? So here's false teachers, and Jesus said you will be able to know them. You will be able to decide as to whether they're false teachers or not. By what? By their fruit. There's some judgment, some decisions, some distinguishing made there. I'm a big college football fan. And for most of you in here who are college football fans or college basketball fans, especially during October, September, November, there's time I want to take that television and turn it upside down because of a call, because of a judgment that the official made. See, these guys, they're out there. And their job is to make split second decision as to what is legal and illegal, what is right and what is wrong pertaining to the game. Can you imagine big officials standing there saying, well, I can't judge. I can't make a decision here. You know, the Bible teaches you shouldn't judge. Quickly, would you be fired? See, life is filled with decision making. Life is filled with you and I coming to the point where we have to distinguish, where we have to make a judgment as to whether something is right or wrong, as to whether to go or not to go. That's not what Jesus is talking about in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. He's talking about hypocritical, rash, hard, condemning type of judgment. So to judge or not to judge, some judgment is commanded. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 23 leads me to believe that the writer of Proverbs understood that there were some judgments to be made. Have you ever been to court? Have you ever been on jury duty? If so, you know that the judge and the jury, they make decisions. They make judgments based upon the facts and evidence that are there. If it's wrong to be involved in judging per se, then out goes the legal system. Then everything is okay. There is no right. There is no wrong. But we understand that in Romans chapter 13, that the legal system is encouraged, ordained by God, when used right. To judge or not to judge. Yes, some judgment is commanded. Now, secondly, when thinking about judging and judgment, something we should think about is how to avoid the wrong kind of judgment. For example, for some reason, our sin never seems quite as bad as someone else's sin. What I'm talking about here is one of the ways to avoid making the wrong type of judgments, the wrong type of decisions here, is to maybe stop and have a self-examination. And Jesus gives the perfect example when he talks about the mote, the beam, the speck, the plank that's in one's eye who's trying to correct someone else. When Jesus goes on and says in Matthew chapter 7 that once that is removed, then you can see clearly. How to avoid wrong kind of judgment? Well, maybe for you and I, we examine ourselves so that we don't be
hypocritical.
I'm quite sure, if you'll be honest, you don't even have to raise your hand or nod your head, that we all at some given time have been hypocritical in judging others. At some given time, we've set others to a different standard than the standard that we live by. They apply to us. How to avoid the wrong kinds of judgment? Well, self-examination. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 at verse number 9. Paul would say to those at Corinth, he would say, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse number 5. Examine yourselves as to whether you're in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? Paul encouraged and commanded these brethren there to examine themselves. And that's probably one of the hardest things for me to do, and probably one of the hardest things for you to do, is just stop for a moment and look at yourself. Examine yourself, examine your life, and make sure things are in order. And even sometimes we see things not in order, it's hard to admit that and even correct them. How to avoid the wrong kinds of judgments? Well, examine ourselves. Remember Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. So at verse number 1. Therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things. As Paul speaks to those people, he said, look here. For the very same thing you're saying is wrong, and you point your finger and tell them, oh, they're condemned of, you're practicing the same thing. Now keep going. Verse 2. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such thing. Now here's real judgment, says Paul. It's based upon truth. And he goes on. And do you think this old man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Do you really believe that as you judge others about something they're involved in, something that you believe to be sin for them, but yet you in the same thing, do you really believe that you're going to escape the judgment of God? Not so. Same as to be that Paul is calling their attention to maybe examine themselves. So they won't make the wrong kinds of judgment. How to avoid the wrong kind of judgment? Well, from time to time, maybe we just need to simply examine ourselves. Another thing that will help you and help myself too in avoiding the wrong kinds of judgment is to get the facts and don't rush to judgment. Get the facts. I've been accused of that too, of not getting all the facts and quickly running to a decision and pointing the finger. Get the facts. What did it say in the court of law is that according to the U.S. law, a man is innocent until proven guilty. Get all the facts. James 1:19 would probably help you and help me in getting all the facts. James 1:19. James 1:19 would say, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Maybe by being swift to hear and taking our time and getting all the facts before drawing the wrong conclusion. to judge or not to judge. As we judge, we want to make sure we make the right judgments. And how to avoid the wrong kinds of judgment? Well, by self-examining ourselves, and secondly, hereby getting the facts. Getting the facts. Even maybe what would help you and help me in making right type of judgment is maybe just showing some mercy from time to time. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 2. Matthew 5, 7, James 2, and 13. Maybe displaying compassion towards others. To judge or not to judge. I want to, and hopefully you want to, make good judgments about things and about people. And we want to do our very best to avoid making the wrong type of judgment that we find there in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. Something else that will help, I believe, in making proper type of judgment is dealing as privately as possible. Let me give you an example. Now, Richard have, let's just say, for example, which I know Richard would never do, have said some bad things about me and done some things to me that really offended me. Instead of me going to Richard, I'm going to go to every brother, every sister in this congregation, the next congregation I can find, and tell them what's going on, and oh, how Richard really hurt me, and what a horrible person he is, when maybe if I understand Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, go to Richard and privately we can discuss this thing and make the proper judgment here. Everybody don't even know what's going on between Richard and I. To judge or not to judge. I can remember, oh, probably 10, 12 years ago, a young man came and started worshiping with us. And I looked at this young man and I said, yeah, this guy, he seemed to be joking and playing around during worship service. I just don't think he's even going to consider obeying the gospel. I made the wrong judgment about this person. Later on, he will obey the gospel. To judge or not to judge. We're going to have to make decisions every day, people. Judge, what I call judgment calls. Some is going to be pretty tough. But we want to make sure we make the right judgment, not to make the wrong type of judgment, that we self-examine ourselves to get all the facts and from time to time show a little mercy, a little compassion. If all possible, maybe keep it between you and that person. As we close, I guess I could ask a question. What kind of judging do you do? You can't cop out by saying you don't judge, because you do. And in fact, you're commanded to judge. Remember that Jesus didn't condemn judging. The condemning here is critical, rash, hypocritical judging. And may we do our very best not to be guilty of such. As we close, let's look at James chapter 1. James chapter 1. In James chapter 1, at verse number 12, blessed is a man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. I remember right, the King James would say, when he's been tried. It is so that you and I, at the end of our life, we want to have the approval of God. Not only at the end of our life, but as we live our lives now, we strive to have the approval of God. If there is sin in your life as a Christian, God's not going to approve that. It's not going to pass. And if that sin remains in your life, and you do not repent of it, do not take care of it, on the day of judgment, you will not have the approval of God. Fail to receive the crown of life. For this evening, you call to make a judgment. You call to make a decision here to stop and look at your life and decide whether there's sin in your life. If so, repent of it. Turn from it. Correct it. So that you can walk in the light and have that right relationship with God. I do know that according to Acts chapter 17, for the very last four or five verses, the Bible speaks of one who is appointed to be a judge, which is Jesus, an appointed day, and you and I will be judged according to the way we live. I think it was this morning Robin made mention of John chapter 12, verse 48, the standard in which we will be judged by, the righteous standard, the word of God. So for you and I, this evening, as we stop and we think, we look at our lives, what are the changes that we need to make? Maybe you're here this evening and you just need the prayers of the congregation. Maybe you want to make that known. Maybe you're here this evening and there's sin in your life. And as I said, make the decision to have it taken care of. As we prepare ourselves to sing the invitation of song, so that on the day of judgment that we can stand and make it through. That we can have the approval of God.